Module 5, During the Show, Part 1. Now that you've prepared a team and set up the booth, it's time to get to work. The trade show has started, so it is important to keep your mind in the game and eyes on the prize. Welcome the customers in to see what your company has to offer. Remember your training and preparation, and you'll be able to run a smooth and successful show. Company objectives. Remember that the purpose of attending the trade show is to inform the public about your products and generate some leads to gain more customers. The goal is to make promising leads and eventual sales while informing and educating the public about what you have to offer. It is important that team members remember this when they are putting on a presentation and don't slip back into casual mode. Sometimes the fun events and atmosphere of a trade show can make employees forget where they are and what they are there for. Remind employees to stay professional and that they are representing the company. Remembering company objectives. What are we here for? What do we hope to achieve? How can we accomplish that as a group? How do we want to represent our company? Highlighting your product. The beauty of trade shows is that they often have a wide variety of companies with an even bigger variety of products being offered. However, this can make it harder for your voice to be heard. Now is the time to praise the benefits of your product and what it can do for its buyers. Many companies find it beneficial to create a short presentation the employees deliver to the customers, often called a unique selling proposition, also known as a unique selling point. The purpose of a USP is to boost the benefits of a product and differentiate it from the other products. It builds up its greatness and how lucky anyone would be to have it. But don't overdo it. Sometimes we can get carried away and deviate from the realism of the product. Stick to the facts and don't exaggerate the greatness of the item. Be prepared to answer any questions customers may have about your product and be knowledgeable about its function. Some customers may ask how your product compares to the competition, but don't let the green-eyed monster come out. Avoid speaking negatively about them or talking down about them, since this can make your company seem petty and untrustworthy. Do something memorable. Trade show visitors will not remember every booth they visit or see while they are walking through the trade show floor. Your job is to make your booth memorable by creating a buzz during the convention. You already know your product is great, so make your presentation just as great. Many companies have made interactive presentations, such as a trivia game or games of chance. Spin the wheel, draw a number. Other ideas have been to include a type of treat or food item, particularly something the customer will have to stop and pick up. Wrapped suckers or candy bars can be taken without a thought, but a plate of cookies or a cup of cocoa will lure customers in and make them linger long enough to speak with the staff. Of course, common amenities that can be uncommon at shows can also draw in attention, such as using a sofa in your booth or having a tabletop fountain. Whatever you decide to do, make it relatable to your product and tie it back into your company so that customers will become involved and take your name with them when they leave. Social media. Dozens of forms of social media have been created recently linking people all over the world. Sites such as Facebook, Twitter, and Foursquare allow users to document where they are and what they are doing in real time. This can be a great thing for trade shows as they not only benefit from customers that post from their booth, but the employees themselves can post to the public about their location, what is being offered, and how long they will be there. Staff can post hourly updates or send live messages about special events coming up. Social media can be a great tool for advertising the company's presence at the show and draw in much of the public that may not have been aware. If you want to advertise pre-show, launch a campaign on a social media site and promote people to stop by your booth. Offer some sort of incentive or prize since the programs allow you to post photos and descriptions. Common social media tools: Facebook, Twitter, Google Talk, MySpace, LinkedIn, Foursquare. Case study. Frances was enjoying her first day of the company's new trade show. She observed some of the other booths and was interested in shopping at a few of them, but reminded herself that she is here on company time and to educate visitors about the company's new product. Her company was featuring a new line of exercise equipment for major gyms, so Frances prepared key statements and facts about them that will emphasize their benefits and advantages. As customers approached the booth, Frances demonstrated the machines and allowed customers to try them out. Sometimes she would hold mini competitions to see who could do the most sit-ups, push-ups, or miles on a treadmill, which made the customers more interested. During the show, Frances made live tweets about the great equipment being used and connected with the competition winners on Facebook, where they shared their opinions and ideas.